On the program yesterday, we were dealing with verses 15 through verse 17 here in John chapter 21, where the Lord Jesus Christ, after the disciples had dined there that morning on the shore of Galilee, after catching the net full of fishes and then eating the meal while they were there, then Jesus said, "Simon Peter." So he called him by the name Simon. That was his name, and that's what he used as his name prior to the Lord saying, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Now, Peter certainly was a person of great leadership among the other disciples, and he is mentioned here by John as something very special. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And we continue to read to find out that three times he asked him, "Lovest thou me?" And then Simon Peter three times had to acknowledge that he did love him, which I believe is a tremendous lesson that every person who commits public sin needs to publicly confess that sin. Whenever a person stops going to church, stays out of church, get mad at the preacher, or get mad at somebody in the church, or gets upset with something that's going on in the church, and they leave, they quit, they just walk out without any legitimate reason whatsoever, and then they stay out, and then maybe months later, sometimes even years later, they come back and try to work their way back into that congregation's good graces without ever confessing that they have wronged God or gone against the plan of God there at that church. So since that thing happens, we believe the Bible is very clear that public sin needs and must have public confession in order for full restoration to service. Not to forgiveness of sin. I believe Peter got forgiveness of his sin when he went out and wept after he had denied the Lord. I believe Jesus forgave him. I'm sure he asked for forgiveness for that denying of the Lord. But he did not get restored to full service until he had publicly confessed his sin. So private sin then needs private confession. And you do not need to scatter your private sins, that no one knows anything about, that takes place in the dark corners of your life. You do not need to confess that before a congregation of people. But that which is done openly is wrong, is sin, and it's harmful to the body of Christ. You certainly need to confess that when you come back and confess that sin. We find an occasion in the church at Corinth where the young man was committing adultery, and they were told by the Apostle Paul to put him out of the church, get him out of here, don't hold on to him any longer. He won't get right, he won't confess his sin, so put him out and withdraw fellowship from him. I'm using current terminology now. And they did. And then in the second book, the second letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he said, "Now you ought to forgive him and don't overburden him and don't cause his life to be miserable because you don't accept him." And why? Evidently, because he had come back and confessed his sin after the disciplinary action of the full body of the church. And so we feel very clearly, we feel that the Bible teaches very clearly that open sin needs open confession and private sin needs private confession before you can have a restoration to a full life, Christian life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me spend just a little bit of more time with these verses, with the statement that Jesus made when he said, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" There has been a good many suggestions as to what Jesus meant when he said these, what he was talking about when he said, Simon, do you love me more than these? I think there's about three possibilities. He could have said, Simon, do you love me more than you love these boats and nets? I think that's very, very applicable to the context that we find this passage in. For Peter had said, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to the boats. I'm going back to the nets. I'm going back to the old job. And I'm sure that in the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the mind of Peter, he certainly thought about this matter of, do you love me more than these boats and these nets? Do you love me more than that occupation that you have? And I'm sure there are those listening to me today who cannot go to church and make out like you can't go to church because you have to work at this job or that job or the other. Are there those who cannot take their Sundays when they could take them, they won't take them, to go to church and serve the Lord because they can make extra money on that day. And they love that money. And of course, there's also a matter of, in our society, people loving their boats, loving their recreation, loving their campers, loving their motorcycles, loving their bicycles, loving whatever it is, whatever entertainment it is, whatever it is, loving that more than loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that material possession is involved here, and that material occupation is involved here when he said, lovest thou me more than these boats and these nets. And then he could have meant, do you love me, Peter, more than these other disciples love me? Peter could have gotten that thought from what Jesus said. He could have gotten that thought because Peter had said, I am your best disciple when he started his backsliding. He said, all these others will forsake you, but I will never forsake you. And yet he was the first to forsake him. And so it certainly stands to reason that Jesus could have meant, do you love me more than these other disciples love me? You made out like you did. You made that big brag, but do you really love me more than these other disciples? And then it could also mean, do you love me more than you love these other disciples? Do you love me more than you love the fellowship with them? Do you love fellowship with me? Had you rather be with them out there in the boat fishing or with me here on the shore? And that certainly is applicable to many Christians' lives today who are so in love with their peers, so in love with their friends, so in love with those that they have become acquainted with until they love them more than they love the Lord. I know young people today, young married people who have made friends among young married couples that they've made. And they have their little parties and their little get-togethers, and maybe nothing wrong with what they do, but they have completely forsaken the Lord and the Lord's house and their parents and everybody else because they love their friends and being with them more than they love being with the Lord Jesus Christ, where they one time professed knowing him and professed being saved. And so that too is a thought here. What did Jesus mean when he said, lovest thou me more than these? More than these other disciples love me? More than the boats and the nets? Or do you love me more than you love these other disciples? Well, we need to examine our heart, don't we, at the word, lovest thou me?